everybody. Welcome into A View From My Window. As always, I'm your host, Michelle Fisher, offering a special story as digital contributor to ApostropheMagazine.com. Today, we are bringing awareness to celiac disease, and we are interviewing Alice Bass, President and CEO of the National Foundation for Celiac Awareness, or NFCA. It's a national nonprofit organization that advocates widespread understanding of celiac disease as a serious genetic autoimmune condition and works to secure early diagnosis and effective management. They empower their community to live life to the fullest and serve as a leading and trusted resource that inspires hope, accelerates innovation, and forges pathways to a cure. From Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, I welcome Alice Bass, President and CEO of NFCA. Hi, Alice.
Hey, Michelle.
How are you?
I am well. Thank you so much for inviting me to be on your podcast today. You're an amazing lady, and I'm excited that you want to talk about a subject that's very near and dear to my heart, and that's, you know, celiac disease and non-celiac gluten sensitivity.
Well, I appreciate your willingness to come on and talk about this, because I found you on the NFCA's website, and I thought, oh, I got to talk to her. Because celiac disease is a major problem. I was diagnosed with it, 6 years ago? And I broke out in a rash. And, you know, for me, I understood that I was dealing with something that was sort of bad, maybe. But I, when doing further research, I knew I needed to take care of things quickly. But for people that are wondering about the difference between celiac disease and gluten intolerance, can you talk about that for a minute?
Sure, I'm happy to talk about it. So celiac disease is a genetic autoimmune disease that damages the small intestine and interferes with the absorption of nutrients from food when gluten, which is the protein, so we should define gluten, the protein found in wheat, barley, and once you eat the wheat, rye, and barley, it does set off this autoimmune reaction, and your villi in your small intestines, they attack, they attack themselves. And there's about 1% of the population that have celiac disease, and like I said, it's genetic, so it's important that, you know, your family relatives get tested. And the tricky part about celiac disease is it's a clinical chameleon. And as you were saying about having DH or dermatitis epidermidis or a rash, there are multiple symptoms that affect, are affected by, people have many, many symptoms of undiagnosed celiac disease. And on our website at celiaccentral.org, there's a full symptom checklist. So the symptoms range from bloating and diarrhea and any kind of stomach upset to reproductive health problems, to short stature, to, you know, as you were talking about, rashes or neurologic problems. And some people have something called foggy brain. So and what happens in celiac disease, it does affect multiple systems as well. And that's why there are these myriad of symptoms, you know, the GI distress, the chronic fatigue, osteoporosis, anemia, nutritional deficiencies, and reproductive health. And symptoms vary from person to person. And how then what you have to do is if your physician suspects that you have celiac disease, then they run a simple blood test, which is a tissue transglutaminase. And I tell people, just ask for a celiac panel. And it's really important that you continue to eat gluten, because you have to be eating gluten for the test to be accurate. And then if the test comes back positive, you'll go on and get a small bowel intestinal biopsy to confirm the diagnosis. And as I was saying, so undiagnosed and untreated, the celiac disease can lead to further complications such as osteoporosis, infertility, and other autoimmune conditions such as thyroid disease and even cancer. So that's celiac disease. Now, what the difference is between celiac disease and non-celiac gluten sensitivity is non-celiac gluten sensitivity is a non-specific immune response that can be clinically recognized as severe celiac disease, which means, and people talk, that you can have the same symptoms as those of us with celiac disease, because I have celiac disease.
Yeah.
But you don't necessarily, you don't have an elevated TTG, so the blood test is not elevated, and you don't have that increased intestinal permeability that's characteristic of celiac disease. So when they go in and do that intestinal biopsy, you're not going to see the damage to the villi. But that doesn't mean you don't have symptoms. And
sure,
we need more research to really understand those that have non-celiac gluten sensitivity. And they also are set, you know, again, with research we'll find out more, but it's looking like that it's not genetically based. So as I said, the research for non-celiac gluten sensitivity is in its infancy. And it's, you know, estimated that there are about, potentially about 6% of the population. So it's a much larger group of people that are gluten sensitive. And like I said, they have some of the same symptoms, and they may also have something called, you know, potentially have FODMAPs, which means that there's a group of foods, there's all kinds of foods, we won't go into that today, that may affect them in addition to the gluten.
And, you know, for people who want to know you, I had done some research on the website, and I had seen a video, and you had said that you were having, you know, you had 2 miscarriages, you had brittle nails, you had hair falling out, and then all of a sudden you went to 23 doctors. Is that right? Before you were diagnosed with celiac disease?
Yes, Michelle. So my story, one story, but my story was a dramatic story.
Sure.
And when I think about it, you know, I went from doctor to doctor to doctor, and whatever the symptom was,
mm-hmm.
They treated the symptoms. So from my head to my toes, you know, my hair was starting to fall, you know, my hair was starting to fall out. My teeth were actually, I started having problems with my teeth and my gums. I lived in the bathroom. Let's keep it at that. I had, I knew every bathroom, everywhere.
Yep.
I went, I knew where the bathroom was.
Sure.
Yep. And I had unfortunately, I had a full-term stillborn child, and then I had 3 miscarriages, and my youngest daughter was 2 pounds when she was born.
Oh, wow.
And, and I continued, you know, the doctor is like, you know, wants to come here, take, you know, Pepto-Bismol, K-O-Pectate, you know, and
yeah.
Postpartum depression. And, and I had terrible migraine headaches, so I was taking Imitrex for that. And then finally, it was really the family veterinarian that said, you know, Alice, my goodness, you've lost 25 pounds, you know, and as my baby was getting bigger,
yeah,
I was getting thinner and thinner. And again, all I spent my entire life in the bathroom, and my gastroenterologist had me on a high carbohydrate diet. So I was on a full gluten containing diet.
Sure.
And losing weight.
Sure.
And they were wondering, you know, they wanted to monitor my food, like what's going on. And she said, you know, sometimes animals have trouble with their grains. Maybe you need to, and she goes, let me look it up for you. And she said, maybe you need to get tested for a disease in human beings called celiac disease. And it's a blood test. So I went to the gastroenterologist, who's the tummy doctor, and said, can you test me for celiac disease? And he said, you can't have celiac disease. And I said, why not? He said, you're too tall.
Oh.
And I said, what's the test? And he said, it's a blood test. I'm like, you've done every other test known to man. Here's my arm.
Yeah.
And sure enough, I was diagnosed with celiac disease, and I was you know, many people, when they get the diagnosis, and we talk about this at the National Foundation for Celiac Awareness, they are feeling, you know, they feel a little, you know, deprived. They're like, oh my gosh, I can never eat gluten again. And I was with someone yesterday who said, even if I had celiac disease, I wouldn't want to know because I don't want to give up my pasta.
Oh.
And, yeah. And I was so happy that I finally had the answer.
Yeah.
And the diagnosis was celiac disease, and I needed to start a lifelong, life without gluten. So I had to cut wheat, rye, and barley out of my life.
Right.
And sure enough, all my symptoms started to
stop.
To go away.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this is amazing, because my mom had died young of pancreatic cancer.
Okay.
And so I had just figured I was dying of pancreatic cancer
before
I was diagnosed.
Uh-huh.
So that was my diagnosis story. And when I started traveling around the country, I started hearing people's diagnosis stories. And I realized that was a way to heal. So at celiaccentral.org, we collect these stories because it actually helps people to understand that it's not just a disease, that affects, the stomach or is, about, diarrhea. It's a disease where it has all these multiple presentations, like your presentation,
sure.
And we're a community together to help each other.
Yeah. And talk about obviously you were talking about how the representations and presentations of celiac disease are different. But why, when I was diagnosed, once I got off gluten, like you said, I didn't want to put it back in my mouth. But if someone is saying, is there denial that happens sometimes because you're dealing with something that could present itself as celiac disease? Or, what do people need to know, really?
Well, what people need to know, to get diagnosed with celiac disease, the first thing is we've launched lately a campaign. It's called SeriouslyCeliac.org. And what people need to know is that it is a serious genetic autoimmune disease, and that first and second degree relatives have got to be tested. And what we do is tell the person, like yourself and myself, that have celiac disease, that they're the best advocate for their health and to talk to their family members about getting tested, because again, you heard the word that it's a genetic link. So it's important that you tell that family member that that you have celiac disease, and maybe that you have a skin rash, but they could have other signs and symptoms, and you can download the symptom checklist on our website at celiaccentral.org, and you can look at those signs and symptoms, and potentially if you have any one of those, or even if you don't, you have a relative with celiac disease, go ask your gastroenterologist for a blood test for the celiac panel, because that simple blood test can be the first step to making sure that you live a long, healthy life. And, and if the blood test is negative, then you don't have the antibodies. Now, if you continue to have some of these symptoms, then you can go on and look and think you might have non-celiac, gluten sensitivity. But remember that, again, if you're going to be tested for celiac disease, you have to stay on a regular gluten-containing, diet before you're tested to ensure that you have accurate results.
Sure. And talk about the NFCA, and talk about how people can help you with being involved and raise awareness for celiac disease.
Sure. Well, there's lots of ways, for the community to raise awareness and get involved with celiac disease and help us out. We love, first of all, they can come to celiaccentral.org. And they can share their stories. They can actually sign up for the newsletter. They can, if they've someone that they know is newly diagnosed, we have a free getting started guide, so that we have all the resources on the website are free. There's no membership. We also encourage the community to visit celiaccentral.org, and it's CELIACCENTR. TRAL.org/greatkitchens and learn about our restaurant training program.
Yes.
Because there's, yes, because it's really important. One of the biggest problems we have is because, and we've been very successful in helping to make sure that gluten-free foods are available and affordable. I mean, when I started the foundation, I wanted to make sure that we had access, availability, and affordability to safe gluten-free foods. And we look at that, we can check off and say, yes, we can go into, I look in the grocery stores, you know, 20 years ago when I went to the grocery store, there weren't, you know, gluten-free aisles, you know,
yes.
I ordered my food from Canada and today I'm like, yes, we have access. We have more affordability, more availability. What we don't have, and we have, you know, the FDA food labeling law, which we worked really hard on, but what we don't have is the assurance that when we go into our schools or universities or any, you know, food service environment, you know, so whether it's a restaurant, that there are safe handling practices and protocols in place. And at the NFPA, we have a training program called the Great Kitchens Training Program, where the food service professionals go online, or we can come in and do training, and they can understand the procedures and protocols that need to be in place, because they need to understand that one particle of gluten will set off that autoimmune reaction, and it's not appropriate to just, you know, fry your French fries in a fryer that's been just deep frying, you know, onion rings that have been coated with a wheat. So it's really important that, you know, we look for donations in this area, so that we can go in. And if you have a school or a university or somebody that you needs to be trained, let us know. We've actually been raising money to go in and specifically train those schools and universities to make sure that our community can eat without fear.
Well, you know what, Alice, I haven't met you yet. I actually just did research on you, but I think I just absolutely love your passion for what you do, and raising celiac awareness. Alice Bass, thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, thank you, Michelle. And if anybody wants to join us on social media, we have a Facebook page too. It's NF Celiac Awareness. And we would love to be able to talk to you on Facebook. And Michelle, you've been incredible. I've enjoyed speaking with you and I wish you a wonderful day. Actually, I wish you a great day.
Thank you so much. And I want to thank my listeners today for listening today, everybody. Have a great day today. Bye-bye.